Chapter 10. So, by her window square we stood, A, with our lanterns there we stood, and he along with us, not singing, waiting for a sign. And when we'd choired her carols three a light was lit, and out looked she, a shawl about her bedgown, and her color red as wine. V, and sweetly then she bowed her thanks, and smiled, and spoke aloud her thanks, when lo, behind her back there, in the room, a man appeared. I knew him one from Wolcombe Way Giles Sweatman honest as the day, but eager, hasty, and I felt that some strange trouble neared. Why, how comes he there? Suppose, said we, she's wed of late. Who knows? Said we. He married yester morning only mother yet has known the secret out. Shrilled one small boy. Now I've told, let's wish him joy. A heavy fall aroused us. John had gone down like a stone. Why, we rushed to him, and caught him round, and lifted him, and brought him round, when, hearing something wrong had happened, oped the window she. Has one of you fallen ill, she asked, by these night labors overtasked? None answered. That she'd done poor John a cruel turn felt we. Till up spoke Michael. Aye, young dame. You've broke your promise, sly young dame, by forming this new tie, young dame, and jilting John so true, who trudged tonight to sing to ye, because he thought he'd bring to ye good wishes as your coming spouse. May ye such trifling rue. Ix, her man had said no word at all, but being behind had heard it all, and now cried. Egbers, on my soul I knew not was like this. And then to her. If I had known you'd had in tow not me alone, no wife should you have been of mine. It is a dear bought bliss. X, she changed death white, and heaved a cry. We'd never heard so grieved a cry as came from her at this from him. Heartbroken quite seemed she, and suddenly, as we looked on, she turned, and rushed, and she was gone, whither, her husband, following after, knew not, nor knew we. Zai, we searched till dawn about the house, within the house, without the house, we searched among the laurel boughs that grew beneath the wall, and then among the crocks and things, and stores for winter junketings, and linhay, loft, and dairy, but we found her not at all. Zai, then John rushed in. Friends, he said, hear this, and bends his head. I've searched round by the well, and find the cover open wide. I am fearful, that I can't say what. Bring lanterns, and some cords to knot. We did so, and we went and stood the deep dark hole beside. Z, and then they, ropes in hand, and I, John, and all the band, and I let down a lantern to the depths some 100 feet and more. It glimmered like a fog-dimmed star. And there, beside its light, afar, white drapery floated, and we knew the meaning that it bore. Ziv, the rest is not. We buried her o' Sunday. Neighbors carried her, and Sweatman he who'd married her now miserablest of men, walked morning first, and then walked John, just quivering, but composed anon, and we the choir formed round the grave, as was the custom then. XV, our old bass player, as I recall his white hair blown but I recall. His vile lips trapped, bent figure doomed to follow her full soon stood bowing, pale and tremulous, and next to him the rest of us. We sang the 90th psalm to her set to St. Stephen's tune. The dead choir, I, beside the meat of memories, where churchway mounts to moaning hill, the sad man sighed his fantasies. He seems to sigh them still. 2. 'Twas the birthtide eve, and the hamleteers made merry with ancient Mellstock zest, but the Mellstock choir of former years had entered into rest. 3. Old Dewey lay by the gaunt yew tree, and Reuben and Michael a pace behind, and Bowman with his family by the wall that the ivies bind. Ivy, the singers had followed one by one, treble, and tenor, and thorough bass. And the worm, that wasteth had begun to mine their mouldering place. V, for 20 years, ere Christ daylight, Mellstock had throbbed to strains from these, but now there echoed on the night no Christmas harmonies. Vi, 3 meadows off, at a dormer inn, the youth had gathered in high carouse, and, Ranged on settles, somewhere a drunkum to a drowse. Via, loud, lively, reckless, some a groan, each dandling on his jigging knee Liza, Dolly, Nance, or Joan livers in levity. Via, the taper flames and hearth fire shine through smoke haze to a lurid light, and songs on subjects not divine were warbled forth that night. X, yet many were sons and grandsons here of those who, on such eves gone by, at that still hour had throated clear their anthems to the sky. X, the clock belled midnight, and ere long one shouted, now 'tis Christmas morn, here's to our women old and young, and to John Barleycorn. Apostrophe, apostrophe, zi, they drink the toast and shout again. The pewterware rings back the boom, and for a breath while follows then a silence in the room. Zi, when nigh without, as in old days, the ancient choir of voice and string seem singing words of prayer and praise as they had used to sing. Zi, while shepherds watch at their flocks by night, apostrophe thus swells the long familiar sound in many a quaint symphonic flight to glory shown around. Apostrophe, apostrophe, ziv, the sons defined their father's tones, the widow is whomess he had wed, and others in the minor moans the vials of the dead. XV, something supernal as the sound as verse by verse the strain proceeds, and stilly staring on the ground each roisterer holds and heeds. XVI, towards its corded closing bar plaintively, thinly, waned the hymn, yet lingered, like the notes afar of bandit seraphim. XVII, with brows abashed, and reverent tread, the hearkeners sought the tavern door. But nothing, save wan moonlight, spread the empty highway o'er. XVIII, while on their hearing fixed and tense the aerial music seemed to sing, as it were gently moving thence along the river brink. Zix, then did the quick pursue the dead by crystal froom that crinkles there, and still the viewless choir ahead voiced the old holy air. XX, by Bangwok wicket, brightly bleached, it passed, and twixt the hedges twain, dogged by the living, till it reached the bottom of Church Lane. XXI, there, at the turning, it was heard drawing to where the churchyard lay. But when they followed thitherward it smalled, and died away. XXII, each headstone of the choir, each mound, confronted them beneath the moon, but no more floated there around that ancient birthnight tune. XXIII, there Dewey lay by the gaunt yew tree, there Reuben and Michael, a pace behind, and Bowman with his family by the wall that the ivies bind. Dot dot, XXIV, as from a dream each sobered son awoke, and musing reached his door. 'Twas said that of them all, not one sat in a tavern more. XXV, the sad man ceased, and ceased to heed his listener, and crossed the leas from Moaning Hill towards the meat of memories. 1897. The christening, whose child is this they bring into the aisle? At so superb a thing the congregation smile, and turn their heads awhile. Its eyes are blue and bright, its cheeks like rose, its simple robes unite whitest of calicoes with lawn, and satin boughs. A pride in the human race at this paragon of mortals, lights each face, while the old rite goes on, but ah, they are shocked anon. What girl is she who peeps from the gallery stair, smiles palely, redly weeps? Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.